brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We're just 2 days before Christmas. Is your heart ready? That's what I'm concerned about. Is your heart ready to celebrate the birth of Christ in our world? Are you willing to open your heart more to Him? Because just think, God gave Himself for you. Remember that. I know I've said it before, but hear me. God came for you. He knew each one of us. He knew what our lives were going to be like. He gave us free will. Have we made the right choices? Do we love Him? Do we follow Him? This time, I'd ask you, take a look at your life and ask the Lord, am I living according to your will? That doesn't mean that you need to be a priest or a nun. That's not what it means. Whatever way of life you've come to, whatever way of life you're following, is the Lord in the center of it? He wants to save you for everlasting happiness in heaven. That's what He wants. Do you want it? Please, brothers and sisters, don't turn your back on God's invitation and desire. He wants you with Him in heaven. So let this Christmas be a time where we thank Him for His coming to us, and we ask, Lord, help me to love You more. Help me to follow You more closely. Pray that way if you mean it. Say, Lord, I don't know how to do this, but I do want to do it. Give me the grace, give me the power to read Your scripture every day, even if it's a paragraph. But read the scripture every day, especially the New Testament. We'll get to the Old Testament later, but the New Testament, read it every day. And ask God, by the power of His love for you, by the power of His word, which is living, can change your life. Let's make this a very different kind of Christmas. Not that you would do things differently, but your heart would turn to Him and thank Him. I spend that day saying, Happy birthday, Jesus. I do. Many times during Christmas, I just say, Happy birthday. You can do whatever you want, but know that He's here and that He loves you. So let's take a look at the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, and then 23 to 24. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way for me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of His coming? And who can stand when He appears? For He is like the refiner's fire or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and He will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. Lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. He came as an innocent baby. He came to be with us. He grew up with us. Yes, they're our ancestors, but He was there. He was here. He was trying to teach Please, brothers and sisters, take heed to the scriptures. Please take care to ask the Lord, can I put this into my life now? Do I have the courage to give up this vice? Do I have the courage to read the scriptures, as I've asked you before, to read the scriptures every day? Go to Mass when you can. Take 5 minutes, if you can, at the end of Mass and just say, Lord, please help me. Just please help me, that I might draw closer to you. Believe me, brothers and sisters, it will be the blessing like you've never known it. Psalm 25 tells us, lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. This is your prayer. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him. We might say revere him and his covenant for their instruction. The King of heaven and earth has come down to us right now, here, in this century, in this time. God is with us. Oh, brothers and sisters, please give God time this Christmas. Please. I know if you're having family and friends, Christmas Day is full, but surely you go to Mass Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Please take time there to thank God for giving himself to us. My goodness, brothers and sisters, it's a miracle. It's a miracle, really. And we want to become part of that. Chapter 1, 57 to 66 of the Gospel of Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, no, he will be called John. But they answered her, there is no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs what he wished him to be called to his father. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear, that means reverence, came upon all throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, what then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. Can you imagine if you were back there in that generation? Could you imagine? Would you believe? Would you be open? May God give us all grace. Even if you don't believe right now, I ask for God's grace for you to know that this is true. This is not a fairy tale. This is true. God came as a baby for you and for me. And brothers and sisters, may this Christmas be for you just beyond price. That's what I ask for. Our dear friend St. John Paul II, who died in 2005, is now St. John Paul. And he said this in part, say to those who are fearful of heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come and save you. It becomes more urgent as Christmas approaches, enriched with the exhortation to prepare our hearts to welcome the Messiah. The one awaited by the people will certainly come, and his salvation will be for all. On the holy night, he will again recall his birth in Bethlehem. In a certain sense, we will relive the feelings of the shepherds, their joy and their wonder. With Mary and Joseph, we will contemplate the glory of the Word made flesh for our redemption. We will pray that all men may accept the new life that the Son of Man brought into the world. The liturgy of Advent, filled with constant allusions to the joyful expectation of the Messiah, helps us to understand the fullness of the value and the meaning of the mystery of Christmas. It's not just about commemorating the historical event which occurred some 2,000 years ago in a little village of Judea. Instead, we must understand that our whole life should be an Advent in vigilant expectation of Christ's final coming. John Paul goes on to say more, but I want to say to you, these words are true. God wants us to know him, to love him, and to serve him for our salvation, not for his salvation. God is God, but for our salvation. He wants us to follow him closely. And I just pray, during these weeks that you, because I know there are some of you listening to this who don't really believe, and I want, if possible, to ask God to give your heart grace to realize that Jesus did come 2,000 years ago for you and for me, and we not just remember it every Christmas. We take time to thank him and honor him and to seek every moment to follow him more and more closely. You know, brothers and sisters, I'll have more to say on Christmas, but I want to say to you right now, you are all in my prayers, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. You are in my prayers. May this be a Christmas like no other for us, in our hearts and in our souls. Christ is real. He walked with us. He came to us. Please believe him. Please open your heart. Please ask God, give me grace to have deeper faith, or give me grace to have faith. May God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.